Great Country Kid 94. It's Convy with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinor. A little bit back to normal this weekend.
Yes.
A little bit. There's no like major festival happening.
No. we're on the cusp of Carriage Classic.
Yeah, it'll be coming up.
It's always a good time.
I did have a chance to talk to a couple of your officers. I think I talked to Max Erickson on Friday, and then I made Dwight Cushmall come backstage.
Nice.
And the poor guy, he ran into Neil McCoy. Got to talk to Neil McCoy.
Nice.
He had a rough go of it backstage.
Dwight did? Really? Wow.
Yeah. Actually, it was perfect timing because I brought him back, and right as we're in the middle of interviewing with Dwight, Neil McCoy walks up.
Nice.
So you get a chance to hang out. Right. Well, and it was funny. I was like, it's not always like this back here. It's not always so glamorous. But yeah. So I'm assuming the K9 ticket raffle went well.
Yeah, we're well on our way. Again, it's just to support our K9 program. We'll have our event in October, but every raffle ticket is a little piece of the puzzle of how we put our program together and support our dogs and support our handlers.
Which is, of course, a great asset to this community. You have two events coming up.
Yes.
Going to be a busy weekend, busy couple weeks.
Yep.
Cops and Bobbers, when is that?
Yeah, so Cops and Bobbers will be next Saturday, so
okay.
From today. We've got a full plate of people. We still do have a couple spots open if people are interested. It's from 9 in the morning till 10:30 down at Washington Street Park on the 20th of August. We encourage people to either email me, call me, and I'll schedule your kids. They'll get some supplies from Cabela's that have been donated through Cabela's. Bass Pro, some fishing supplies, and then some snacks were donated as well from Casey's General Store. And then most important as well is the Kiwanis Club in town here gave us a nice donation as well to support our program. So none of this would be possible without those donations and my staff's willingness to interact and come in on their off time and spend some time with some kids that might not otherwise be fishing. So,
well, I will say your staff does interact very well. Every time I pulled them to come talk on the radio, nobody freaked out at County Line.
It's,
I mean, it was Max Erickson.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We kind of talked off air. The more you engage with people, the less...
It could have been because they also know me from the Citizens Academy, and they know I'm not very scary.
Yeah, very likely. We got to get Cody signed up for next year, too.
So. We do. Yeah. And you know what? I got an email from Jeremy Cliff I have yet to respond to about my ride-along.
Yeah, that's exciting.
One
of the perks.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little apprehensive, anxious. Is that the right word?
Could you do a live broadcast?
I mean, I probably, I don't know.
This is Lori Wilde coming alive from the intersection of Blackhawk and Marquette. We're currently on a traffic stop. I can hear it now.
Good. I don't know. Is that legal?
I don't see why it's not legal. I mean, everybody's driving by having their own broadcast anyways of what the truth is. So we might as well.
Right. Scanner pages, watch out. Because
yes,
now I am actually reporting live. Yeah. No, it does sound very, very cool. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've very much always been interested in it. This goes back to my college days.
Yeah, right.
But I've also been like, oh, what if I'm there and something goes wrong?
Well, it's interesting because we have the program available and not many people take advantage of it. There are a few that do, but if any politicians listening out there, over the last few years, I've had a lot of politicians call me saying, how can I understand more about policing and how do I, put myself in their shoes? I always say to them, almost every agency that I'm aware of has a ride-along program. Sign up. Whether it's 4 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours, you're going to get a little taste of what's happening in a squad car. And so there's really no excuse not to know that, even from city council level. Even at the simple level of making a determination on the direction of your local police department. Sign up for a ride-along. Get in the car. Find out what it's all about.
Great public service
there.
Another event you guys have coming up is Cops on a Rooftop, partnering with our sponsor, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, definitely. So the 19th, the day before, we'll start at 5 o'clock in the morning. I believe it runs till 10 a.m., but we'll have some cops on the rooftop there at Dunkin' Donuts raising some money for a really special cause of the Special Olympics. Every year we have a really good success at that event and raise some funds for our local teams to participate in Special Olympics and support those Olympians. So it's a good cause. Make your way down to Dunkin' Donuts the 19th, 5 in the morning, we'll be down there.
I think we're going to have some people coming from Dunkin' Donuts this week to talk about it as well. Nice. They're supposed to be delivering me a pumpkin muffin as well. I mean, I'm not going to... I might hold it to them.
Are we at that time of year for pumpkin muffins? Yeah.
Wednesday. Wednesday is the day.
Really?
It's the only pumpkin spice thing I like. Huh. Is the muffin from Dunkin' Donuts.
Like pumpkin pie.
I could take it or leave it. Prefer apple. I do like pumpkin bars.
I'll tell you what, that's saying a lot for their donut, though. That's the one.
It's the muffin.
Oh,
it's amazing. Gotcha. It's like a pumpkin cake. I think it's because it's a lot like a pumpkin bar.
Okay.
But I can eat it as, you know, a breakfast.
Nice.
Which, when you can eat dessert for breakfast, it's also very great. So.
It's funny how that works out.
Yeah, it's probably not healthy, but well, okay. Next week, lots going on.
Yes.
Was there something else we were going to talk about? Did you have something else? I got derailed by Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you mentioned to me the information of somebody potentially jumping off our bridge.
Oh, this past yes, yeah, yes.
So, last week, the 5th, we had a case where we found a backpack and a note, basically, from somebody who purported to have jumped off our bridge through investigations, and we determined that would be false. That did not happen. I can say that definitively. But the problem is that we had many first responder units. The lacrosse dive team was down. Many volunteer fire departments spent the day Saturday morning and Friday night looking for this person, and they weren't there to be located. So, you know, we are reviewing that case with our district attorney's office to see if there's a potential for some charges there for the use of the resources on a false pretense. You know, we have to treat everything as factual and that it happened until we can show that it did not. And this is one of those cases. So unfortunate, but kudos to our first responders for always stepping up and doing the right thing and responding to those pages and helping us out and doing our job. So it was,
they had a busy weekend too.
They did, yeah.
It was
Country on the River and helping
County
us,
Line Country Fest.
Yes, County Line Country Fest.
I think we all called
it. It'll be our first edit. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Coffee with Kyle from Dunkin' Donuts in Prairie du Chien.